The very first thing I wrote in there was this: bring the team up. To me, that's a very clear, very tangible reminder that the things I do before and particularly during our race should be centered around one thing: contributing positively to my team. I need to be a constant contributor.
I got some questions about this adventure racing stuff.
Wait, what's a toll road?
How many calories should I eat?
Will this be like a tough mutter?
Man, just keep getting wrong.
I want to be a good teammate.
What's the fastest carbon bike to shoot?
This is the How to Adventure Race podcast. You're listening to me, Sean LeMaster, for this episode. I'm a race director, racer, bike packer, adventurer, da-da-da, and I guess I can add podcaster to the list now. So this podcast and our website, howtoadventurerace.com, we're sharing tips, techniques, resources on, well, best sport in the world. But it's about one thing: teaching racers to race better. So let's jump into it. Imagine that poster. We've all seen it, or one like it, in corporate Kevin's office. Poster on the wall, hands in the center, big, bold, black lettering. Together, everyone achieves more. Yeah, Kevin gets it. He knows how to win. You know who else gets it? Richard. Remember Richard from Little Miss Sunshine?
There are two kinds of people in this world: winners and losers. Inside each and every one of you, at the very core of your being, is a winner waiting to be awakened and unleashed upon the world with my 9-step refuse to lose program.
Good stuff. So preparing for the Endless Mountains race, if you're not familiar with that one, that one's Rootstocks Expedition Race in Pennsylvania, started a note on my phone, something I always do for like a big race, big trip. Dump thoughts in there, plans, what needs to get done. The very first thing I wrote in there was this: bring the team up. To me, that's a very clear, very tangible reminder that the things I do before and particularly during our race should be centered around one thing: contributing positively to my team. I need to be a constant contributor. So let's look at a few ways to make this happen in the real world, like during an actual adventure race. Now, this isn't as insightful as Richard's 9-step refuse to lose program. It's more like 4 buckets to a better teammate. But we're going to awaken and unleash upon the world how to bring your team up. All right, bucket number 1, redirects. Be the bard. Now, I'm not saying I play Dungeons & Dragons, I don't know, every Thursday at 7 o'clock through college, but something like: a stern human warrior bangs his sword rhythmically against his chainmail, setting the tempo for his war chant and exhorting his companions to bravery and heroism. The magic of his song fortifies and emboldens them. That's too much. Shocking I didn't have a girlfriend through college. But bards thrive on stories, whether they're true or not. So tell a good story. I've raced with teammates that have had their own talk show. Super entertaining. Before you know it, like an hour's passed, you climbed 1,000 feet on your bike, and you've had a good time doing it. You've kind of forgotten about it. A great story can change the mood of your team entirely. Humor is another good one. Dad jokes have a multiplier of something like 2.7 after midnight. So that joke that's probably fallen flat with your 12-year-old at her soccer game, it's going to be a real rib splitter paddling a boat on like 0 hours of sleep. Can you believe we haven't reached CP12 yet? Same with songs. Read the room on this one though. I've had teams pass singing Cher, annoyance level cranked up to 12, and it's not just because it was Cher.
Do you believe in life after love, after love, after love?
Bucket number 2, hit him in the gut. Brian from the Dark Zone podcast says something like, first your stomach betrays you, then your mind, then your body. So cut it off right when it begins and embrace some stress eating. Maybe offer a sweet pick-me-up. Like, sugar can be a great kickstarter. It's a real thing. Or share something different. Have you heard of taste fatigue? So for Expedition Oregon, I went to Safeway, found a great deal on Kind bars, for like 50 cents a piece or something, and each one had to be rung up individually. So after 20 minutes, I literally had a basket of like 75 Kind bars. My goodness, after like day 2, could not stand the sight of those things. So mix it up between your team. Likely your teammates are carrying different things than you are. So if you can stomach it, get a refresher. And then my favorite, bust out the picnic. So this is when you're carrying something unexpected in your pack, like pizza, McDoubles. Once this was on a bikepacking trip, but once I snuck away, got some avocados, tomato, lime, some tortilla chips. and made tent-side guacamole. Big hit. Unexpected. Everybody loved me. Bucket number 3, needs assessment. So this one ain't too flashy, but it's a good one for, like, you know, logistics brain people like myself. You can really get into it. You're asking, what does your team need right now to make their life better? All right? So let's work through these kind of in like a problem-solution format. Problem, your navigator, Joey, is stewing because he bungled the attack to CP-22. Solution, maybe you should get more involved with the supplemental navigation. So things like tighter pace count, would that have helped? Maybe have Joe call out the features that he's actually looking for. Did he miss a trail turn off that you should have been aware of? Or, you know, realistically, did it only cost the team like 5 minutes? If so, forgive. Highlight the awesome job he's been doing on those, whatever, first 21 checkpoints and move on. Problem? Monica has been falling behind since you've had a long stretch of road on the trek. Solution? First thing, don't drop her. Seriously, I've had teammates outdistance me when I've been struggling and it sucks. Super discouraging. Doesn't feel like a team anymore. Instead, see what's up. Is the road march just killing her feet? If so, maybe try sock change, maybe some run goo. Or she could be bonking from, you know, not eating, going too hard. Maybe it's time to circle back to bucket number 2, hit her in the gut with that backpack picnic you've squirreled away. Another option is to offer, if the team dynamics are there, insist on taking her pack for a while. Get that weight off of her feet. You can also put her on tow. This is kind of to stay dialed into what Monica actually needs. Problem? Ross has broken the derailleur right off of his new Specialized Epic. Solution? Try converting it to a single speed. Don't know how? Does anybody know how? If not, be that teammate that knows how before your next race. The point here is to fill the gaps within your team. Assess the needs and actually be that home run problem solver that saves races. All right, bucket number 4. This is the last one. We're calling it Everyone Knows It's Raining. So keeping a positive attitude, really, when things really start sucking. It's the number one thing you can do during your next race to bring your team up. Listen, if it's raining, everyone knows it's raining. Your teammates are just as wet as you. Yeah, the trails are just as slick for them as they are for you. And yeah, nobody can see riding downhill. Perseverating on this only brings the team further down. So it's different here. This isn't saying just shut up and deal with it. If there's something actionable that can minimize the suck, by all means, speak up. Like, hey, Phoebe, give me a second. Need to grab my clear glasses before we bomb down this hill. Can't see. If you're having trouble finding the positives during that downpour, metaphorical, literal, it's all right. We get it. It's hard. But at least stay neutral. Being quiet for a bit may be your best option to keep from dipping into the gosh darn negativity.
You now have the necessary tools and the insights and the know-how to put your losing habits behind you and to go out and make your dreams come true. No hesitating, no complaining, and no excuses. I want you to go out in the world and I want you to be winners.
So if you'd like to learn more, you can always hop over on howtoadventurerace.com, check out the blog, video lessons, other podcast episodes, and soak up more AR education. We'll catch you on the next one. Until then, adventure, race, better.